beaten Briar Cliff today in women's college basketball by a score of 77-71. That game played at the Tyson Event Center in Sioux City. Good matchup. That was a number 8 Northwestern, number 6 Briar Cliff. Morningside winning today 77-71. Mount Marty over Hastings 80-67. Northwestern beat Doan today 73-60. Dakota Wesleyan 69, Nebraska Wesleyan 53. And in two overtimes, Dort upset number 1 ranked Concordia 96-86 in Sioux Center. Game just now getting started is Midland playing a non-conference game at Dakota State. And Midland has an early 38-14 lead over Dakota State. Dakota State, the team that's coached by former Hastings College head coach Jeff Dittman, they're trailing 38-14 with a minute and some change left in the first half. Hastings leading here at 33-22 in men's college basketball. Scott Sellers has got the ball, goes over to Joe Heeb. Deep wing on the right side, Joe Heeb. Now comes out on the dribble near the 10-second line, picked up by a woman. He brings it to the near side. Gets it off to Austin Harms. Now left wing to Fisher. Off to Heeb. Back inside to Fisher. Fisher left side of the lane, and now we got a traveling violation. Traveling violation on Mount Marty. That's their 7th turnover in this first half. Hastings will come back the other direction. It doesn't look like Mount Marty has a lot of direction offensively. It looks like you have 5 guys out there just playing one-on-one against their opponent here. 33-22 is the score. Hastings with the lead. They've got the ball. There's a lob pass inside as Flynn grabs it, and his shot is up and in. Flynn grabs it on the assist there from Hamburger. Flynn has now got 6 points in the ball game. Hastings leading 35-22 here in the first half. And now Mount Marty has to burn another timeout as Austin Harms had a problem inbounding the ball there. So Mount Marty's got to burn another timeout. 4:58 to play here in the first half. We'll take a break with the score. Hastings leading Mount Marty 35-22.
Relax. It's Rheem. At South Central Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, you can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem furnaces and heat pumps, the most reliable heating systems you can buy. South Central Heating's complete line of Rheem furnaces provide quiet, efficient operation year after year, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street in Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
For shelter insurance.
1230 KHAS.
4:58 to play here in the first half. Hastings leading by 13. Mount Marty will inbound the ball. They get away. That's a Smith coming back the other way. 3-on-3 to the basket. He goes. His shot no good. A driving layup that he misses. Hamburger right there with the rebound. Gets it away to Woolman. Now to Bacon. Bacon runs her back the other way, forced to the baseline. His pass is going to be deflected. It's brought down here by Benjamin. He has the basketball stripped away by Flynn. Ball is loose. It's picked up here by Wells. Down to Woolman underneath the bucket to Bacon. His shot good and he fouled. A couple of turnovers each way there. But finally, Dane Bacon gets the field goal for Hastings, and he's fouled in the play. And Bacon will go to the free throw line to make this a 3-point play. Here comes Richardson back into the ball game now for Mount Marty. Also coming in will be Larson. Coming out will be Harms. So Hastings now leading by 15. It is 37-22 as Dane Bacon will go to the free throw line here for the Broncos, a 76% foul shooter. His shot is up there, and the shot is good. So a good start here for Hastings College as the Broncos have built a 38-22 lead over Mount Marty in the first half. There's Benjamin with the ball. Breaks the pressure. 3-on-2 coming back the other way. Smith has got it. Now they'll hold things up and work into the half-court offense here against the Bronco man-to-man. Richardson with the ball to the far sideline as Larson comes out to Benjamin again. Benjamin takes it to the wing on the right side. Bounce pass down in the corner to Fisher. Lobs it inside. That's Smith. Turnaround jumper off of the glass. Good. Fallon and Smith scoring there. He's got 7 points in the ball game as he scores over Flynn. 38-24. So a 14-point lead for Hastings. We're down to 4 minutes to play now here in the first half. From Yankton, high post. Flynn gets the ball to Hamburger, and he's going to have it knocked out of his hands. And they say Jake lost it out of bounds. So the Broncos turn it away for the 6th time here in his first half, and Mount Marty will play things in. This is Saladin Smith. He gets away from Bacon down the right sideline, brings it back to the center of the floor, dribbles to the near sideline. Saladin Smith still with the ball as he works against Wells now. There's Benjamin. as he brings it back here to Chris Richardson. Takes it to the free throw line, falls down. Now he's traveling violation. Richardson trying to penetrate inside, got to the free throw line, stopped, and he fell forward, and a traveling violation is called on Richardson. That's 9 turnovers on Mount Marty. Valentino's of Hastings, a proud supporter of the Hastings College Bronco basketball team for the 2012-2013 season. Valentino's get it delivered. Mount Marty inbounding the ball. Or Hastings was inbounding the ball, and Woolman went crashing into the scorer's table, and they turned the ball away. 7 turnovers on the Broncos. Now Benjamin will inbound the ball here for the Lancers in their offensive zone here on the near sideline. They get it to Saladin Smith. He gets away from Wells. Now moves it on the dribble to the wing on the right side. Now he's double teamed. Gets it away in the corner to Fisher. Back inside to Smith. The shot is up and in. Saladin Smith, he's now got 9 points in the ball game. 38-26. Hastings with a 12-point lead. There's a pass cross court. It's going to be deflected out of bounds by Jose Pena Benjamin into the second row of the bleachers. Hastings will play things in on the far sideline as Woolman will get it to Jake Hamburger. Hamburger over here to Wells. Wells puts it on the floor, dribbles a couple of times, sends it out to Hamburger, lobs it inside. The ball deflected away from Flynn, picked up by Wells. Back to Flynn. His shot good and he's fouled. Dylan Flynn scores there. He is fouling the play. And a personal is going to be whistled on Jeff Larson. That's going to be his first. They're going to the free throw line for Hastings will be Dylan Flynn. The Broncos have put 40 points on the board here in the first half. They now lead Mount Marty 40-26 with 3 minutes and 11 seconds to play here in the first half as Dylan Flynn will toe the mark here for Hastings. 2 out of 2 so far today, 58% on the season, at 36 out of 62. There's a shot from the free throw line. It's up and in. 41-26. Hastings College with a big 15-point lead here in the first half over Mount Marty. Saladin Smith has got the ball here for the Lancers. He's got 9 points already here in the first half. About the only offense the Lancers have been able to get against the Hastings College D. Richardson on the wing on the right side. Puts it on the floor. Dribbles at the top of the key. Spins. Nice pass down underneath. Fisher's shot is no good. He was wide open. Rebound comes down to Thayer. Thayer gets it to the far sideline. Now to Woolman. To Dane Bacon for 3. Shot is up there. That one won't go. Ball tipped out by Flynn. Retrieved there by Thayer. Out to Woolman for 3. That shot won't go. And the rebound comes down to Benjamin. Jose Pena Benjamin down the right sideline. Bounce pass to the far side to Smith. Nearly into the nickel seats over there, but Smith retrieves it. Comes over to Chris Richardson on the wing. Back to Smith inside. The ball poked away by Thayer. Picked up again by Saladin Smith. His pass to the near sideline. Tipped out of bounds here by the Broncos. Dane Bacon over here for Hastings College. So it'll be Mount Marty inbounding the ball here with Chris Richardson. Here comes Marvin back into the ball game for Hastings. Marvin checks in. Flynn comes out. Chris Richardson will inbound the ball for the Lancers. Gets it into Saladin Smith behind the screen. Bounce pass down in the corner. Richardson has got it. He drives the baseline, puts it up. There's a shot, no good. Contact made and a foul called. Marvin hit the deck for Hastings. And let's see, this is going to go on Marvin. A blocking foul on Jake. That's going to be his second. That's going to be team foul number 10 on Hastings. So going to the free throw line now for Mount Marty is going to be Chris Richardson. He's just a 40% foul shooter in the season. He is 4 out of 10 for the free throw line. But he connects on that one. He'll have one more. Hastings with a lead here in men's college basketball, 41-27. After Mount Marty beat Hastings in the women's ball game earlier today, 80-67. Chris Richardson will have one more. His shot is up there. It's good. So he hits a pair of free throws. And it's now 41-28. We're down to 2 minutes and 12 seconds to play in this first half. Here's Alex Thayer with the ball. Thayer brings it into the offensive zone. Man-to-man defense here for Mount Marty. Alex Thayer comes to the near sideline to Dane Bacon. He holds the ball. Out of Hamburger. Inside down to Marvin. Marvin kicks it back out to Jake. Fakes the 3. Spins at the free throw line. His pass to the far sideline. Intercepted. Intercepted by Benjamin. He runs her back the other way. And a foul is called by Hamburger. Hamburger comes back after he throws the ball away. Comes back the other direction. Commits the personal foul. So Jake picks up his second. That's going to send Jose Pena Benjamin to the free throw line. An 80% foul shooter for Mount Marty. He's a junior from Rahway, New Jersey, 6'4". As Benjamin will toe the mark here, his shot is up and in. He'll have one more shot. He's averaging 9 points per ball game. Now 41-29, Hastings with the lead. as Benjamin will toe the mark for his second one. It's in the other. That one is going to be short, and the rebound comes down to Woolman. So 41-29, 1:49 left here in the first half from Yankton this afternoon. Hastings College with the lead. Brady Woolman comes to the near sideline. Woolman picks up the dribble, bounce pass, right side of the lane to Marvin. He takes it to the goal. His shot is up there. It's going to be short, and the rebound comes down to Fisher. Fisher gets it away now to Chris Richardson. Down to Saladin Smith, and he'll bring things up. Smith has got the ball. Bounce pass in a high post to get to Fisher. Fisher down the lane. His shot is up there, no good. Marvin had the rebound. It was slapped out of his hands. That's going to be Hastings' ball. Broncos will play things in here in backcourt. As Bacon will get it in to Alex Thayer, who's back into the ball game. 41-29, Hastings with the lead. On the high post, Marvin has got it. Hands it back to Hamburger out here in three-point territory. Who goes on the wing on the left side down to Dane Bacon to Brady Woolman. Woolman down to Hamburger out here in three-point territory. Lobs it right side of the lane to Marvin. Far sideline down to Dane Bacon to Brady Woolman. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Here's Thayer with the ball. Thayer moves it on the dribble. Down in the corner, there's Woolman for three. Shot is up there. It's off of the mark. No good. Rebound Bacon on the weak side. And now we have got a traveling violation on Bacon. Dane Bacon is whistled for the traveling violation. And Mount Marty will play things in now with 46 seconds to play here in the first half. They get it to Chris Richardson. Richardson will bring things up. Hastings attacking back here. There's a pass to Smith. Smith picked up there by Thayer of Hastings. Smith is double-teamed. Now we got a foul called. A cheap foul there. It's going to be whistled on Hamburger of Hastings. That's going to be his third. So three fouls now on Jake Hamburger. 10 fouls plus on the Broncos here in the first half of play. And going to the free throw line for Mount Marty will be Saladin Smith. He's got 9 points in the ball game today, 4 field goals, 1 out of 3 from the free throw line. He'll have a couple of shots here as the Broncos are way over the 10-foul limit in the first half. 34 seconds to play. Hastings with a 12-point lead. Here's a shot from the free throw line. It's up there and in. Saladin Smith will have one more. Now the Lancers within 11 points. As much as Hastings has dominated here in the first half, they've got just the 11-point lead. Hamburger comes out. Here comes Flynn back into the ballgame. 41-30. Hastings with the lead. Now Saladin Smith will have another shot here. As he eyes the bucket, shot is up there, and the shot good. 41-31. As Mount Marty is back to within 10 points. Hastings now with the ball. The shot clock is off, so they'll go for the final shot here in this first half of play. We're down to 19 seconds to go. Alex Thayer is dribbling with the ball, and he gives it to Brady Woolman. Now Woolman will go back to Thayer, to Marvin on the far sideline. Now to Thayer again, moves it down in the corner on the left side to Brady Woolman, and somebody hit the deck over there. It's Jake Marvin, and he's fouled into play. Marvin is fouled into play there. It's going to go on Benjamin, Jose Pena Benjamin. That's going to be his first. That's going to send Jake to the free throw line here. Broncos with a 10-point lead with 7.6 seconds to play in the first half. Marvin so far in this ball game has got a couple of field goals and 4 points. 69% foul shooter in the season. This will be a 1-1. That's the 9th team foul chalked up on Mount Marty here in this first half. Shot is up there and in by Jake. He'll have one more. Now Hastings leading by 11 points and 42-31. Mount Marty is dead last in offensive production this year, averaging 65.3 points per ballgame, dead last in the conference. Next shot by Marvin is up there and in, so Jake hits a pair. It's now 43-31. And now Mount Marty will inbound the ball here in backcourt with 7.6 seconds remaining here in the first half. Jeff Larson will inbound the ball to the far side. That's Smith. Brings it back to the center of the floor. Out of the near sideline on the dribble. 2 seconds, 1 second. Here's Larson for three. His shot is up there, no good. And that's the end of the first half of play. First half in the books here tonight. This afternoon in men's college basketball, the score at halftime, Hastings College 43, Mount Marty 31. We'll have a first half recap right after this.
Rivals Bar and Grill. Fun food, 20 TVs, daily specials, weekend food and drink specials. Supporting all the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East, Hastings, open every day at 11 a.m.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Precision Heating and Air Conditioning is your Lennox dealer in Hastings. Whether it's the industry's most innovative heating and cooling systems, heat pumps, air quality systems, or other proven Lennox products, you and your family will enjoy the all-year-round quality comfort. Call Tom Wissing in Hastings, 402-463-6061 for more information on Lennox products, warranties, tax credits, rebates, and more. 463-6061. Lennox dealers are independently owned and operated businesses. Precision Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, Lennox. Innovation never felt so good.
The train tracks are gone, and over time, things change. But Vons Printers continues to be your full-service printing specialist. From start to finish, Vons Printers will customize your own logo, print business cards, envelopes, letterheads, brochures, and notepads to create a calling card for your business. Expect quality, personalized service, and competitive pricing from your full-service printing experts. For over 85 years, locally owned and operated, Vons Printers, 2nd and East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at the Simple Arena in Yankton, South Dakota here this afternoon. Hastings College is out on top of Mount Marty at the break. Score of 43-31. Hastings has pretty well controlled this thing for the entire 20 minutes. The Broncos have the 12-point lead at halftime. It was tied up a couple of times early, but then Hastings College opened up a 5-point lead at 23-18. They have never trailed after that. We were tied up at 16 points apiece at our last tie. And Mount Marty has never led here in the ballgame. So Hastings College with a 12-point lead at halftime. The score 43-31. Scoring in the first half for Hastings. Broncos getting 9 points from Dylan Flynn. Flynn had 3 field goals, and he was 3 out of 3 from the free throw line. Brady Lohman has got 8 points here at halftime. Lohman has knocked down a couple of three-pointers in the ballgame, and he's got a 2-point field goal. 7 points for Jake Hamburger, 3 field goals. He is 1 out of 1 from the free throw line. Bacon on a couple of field goals and 1 out of 1 from the line. Brent Wells has got 2 field goals today, 4 points in the first half. Carson Bloom has got a field goal. He is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line for 4. Hastings has been to the free throw line 9 times in the first half, and they have converted on all 9. Officially 7 turnovers in the basketball game. Mount Marty has turned the ball over 9 times here in the first half. They are 8 out of 12 from the line. They're being led so far by Saladin Smith. He has got 11 points. Smith has got 4 two-point field goals, and he is 3 out of 5 from the free throw line. Chris Richardson has got a field goal. He's 2 out of 2 from the line for 4. Scott Oderkirk has got 2 field goals and 4 points. Austin Harms has got a field goal. He is 2 out of 2 from the line for 4. Jeff Larson has nailed a couple of field goals for 4 points. He's 0 out of 1 from the line. Chevy Fisher, he has got a 3-pointer in the first half for his only points. And Jose Pena Benjamin, 1 out of 2 from the free throw line for 1. Hastings College out on top, got a score of 43-31 here in halftime. Checking the women's scores from earlier today, action from the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Of course, the big one, it was number 1-ranked Concordia beaten today by Dort. In Sioux Center by a score of 96-86 in 2 overtimes. That's the first loss of the season for Concordia. Hastings will play at Concordia coming up on Tuesday night in Seward. Other scores in women's play from earlier today. Dakota Wesleyan over Nebraska Wesleyan, 69-53. Northwestern 73, Doan 60. Mount Marty beating Hastings earlier today by a score of 80-67. Morningside beat Briarcliff 77-71, and a ball game still going on. It is Midland and Dakota State playing. They're at halftime now with Midland out on top of Dakota State by a score of 38-18 at halftime. Men's games going on. Doubleheaders today. Same story. Nebraska Wesleyan playing at Dakota Wesleyan. Concordia is at Dort. Doan is playing at Northwestern. Mount Marty and Hastings playing here. Morningside at Briarcliff, and Midland and Dakota State will play later on tonight. We'll get you some men's scores coming up in just a little bit. We're at halftime with the men's ball game, 43-31. Hastings College with a 12-point lead. We've got the Scholar Athlete of the Week coming up next, and it is Tyson Irvonik with Hastings College Spotlight. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
At Five Points Bank of Hastings, you have access to the most effective and efficient banking tools available.
You can access your account information at any time from anywhere through your computer, your smartphone, or our 24-hour 800 star phone service.
Additionally, we invite you to try our online bill pay service, a great way to schedule and pay your bills online without the hassle of writing checks and buying stamps.
We are proud to offer these advanced banking services. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
The Hastings College Basketball Scholar Athlete of the Week, proudly brought to you by BuyRight Truck Sales, specializing in DMF trailers. For the personalized attention you desire, call Rodney Bruns at BuyRight Truck Sales, 402-469-4414. If he doesn't have it, he'll find it for you.
BuyRight Truck Sales is proud to be a part of Hastings College Athletics and is a proud sponsor of the Scholar Athlete. Rodney Bruns is your area farm truck expert specializing in DMF hopper grain trailers. DMF trailers are built to last and won't buckle under pressure. Call Rodney at BuyRight Truck Sales at 402-469-4414 for your next farm truck. If he doesn't have it, he'll find it for you. Good luck, Broncos, from your friends at BuyRight Truck Sales. Your KHS Radio Scholar Athlete of the Week, we head out to the links for your golf athlete, Jeremy Merman from Glenville, Nebraska. Jeremy's a senior, majoring in music education with a 3.97 GPA. Athletically, he's been an outstanding freshman golfer. He was an NAIA Scholar Athlete and is the co-captain for the 2012-2013 team. Academically, he's a member of the Alpha Chi Outstanding Male Sophomore. He's in marching band, symphonic, and pep bands. He's also a piano accompanist and is on the executive council and cabinet and is a member of the National Association for Music Educators. In his free time, Jeremy enjoys hunting, fishing, and, well, as you might imagine, songwriting. Once again, your KHS Radio Scholar Athlete of the Week, men's golfer Jeremy Merman from Glendale, Nebraska. The Scholar Athlete of the Week is brought to you each week by BuyRight Truck Sales. BuyRight Truck Sales salutes the athletes for their accomplishments in the classroom and on the field.
Caring about customers first is a Midas commitment and our pledge to you. Trust your Midas Auto Service and tire experts for all your car care needs. Midas is the best place for new tires. Stop into Midas and receive a free alignment check and a $75 mill-in rebate with the purchase of four select Cooper tires. Midas will also include free rotation and free flat repair for the life of your tires. Midas, total car care, total customer care. Midas of Grand Island and Kearney.
Limited time offer.
Trust the Midas touch.
It's time now for Hastings College Spotlight as we learn more about campus life at Hastings College. Brought to you by Krieger Electric of Hastings, your local Kohler home generator dealer and installer. Because a day without power is one too many. In just a minute, we'll join Tyson Havronik for Hastings College Spotlight.
Krieger Electric Company serves the greater Hastings Quad County area with complete electrical service for commercial businesses, industry, and your home. Krieger Electric is now a proud dealer of Kohler Home Generators. Don't let your neighbor's home be the only one with the lights on during a power outage. Kohler Home Generators give you dependable power and security. And when you support world-class products with a trusted local dealer that's 100% skilled, trained, and qualified like Krieger Electric is, there really is no comparison.
Good evening and welcome to the Hastings College Spotlight Show. Tyson Veronica with you here in our KHS Radio Sports Studios. I am joined this evening by Dwayne Strassheim, Hastings College. And Dwayne, thank you so much for the time.
Thank you for inviting me.
Dwayne, we brought you on the program as we flip our calendars here to the month of January. And as many people that have gone to Hastings College or are associated with Hastings College know, January, all about J-term over at the college. And talk maybe just a little bit about the history of a J-term. I understand it started way back, I believe, in the 60s.
In the 60s, right. The idea of it goes all the way back to 1964. As you know, colleges and universities have to be accredited. And one of the accreditation teams that came to our campus in 64, and this was even before my time. I've been there for 48 years, but I didn't come until 65. But in 64, the accreditation team, as part of its report on leaving the campus, said, you know, you have a really good traditional liberal arts program, kind of underlining traditional. And their suggestion, their advice to us was to somehow pep it up a little bit, come up with something a little bit different, new and different and innovative. Well, the president at that time was Ted Maxson, and Ted before he had come to Hastings College, had been with the National Office of the Presbyterian Church, and with especially the higher education part of the Presbyterian Church. And he was familiar with the college in St. Petersburg, Florida, which at that time was called Florida Presbyterian. It's now called Eckerd College, very good school. And in 1960, they had gone to a new calendar called the 4-1-4, 4 months in the fall, 1 month in January, and 4 months in the spring. And he had suggested that Hastings College do that as a means of kind of separating us off from some of the other schools, many of the other schools, and all of the other schools in the region at that time. And so we spent the whole year, the faculty spent the whole year of 65-66 debating whether we should go to a 4-1-4 program with a January term. And we finally decided by a vote of about 55-5, I think it was, to do that. And so that gave us the J term. The J term provides for each student and each faculty member responsible for only one course at a time, which allows for all sorts of innovative experiences. For example, you can meet the course someplace else. You don't have to meet it on campus because you don't have to worry about other obligations to other courses. Or it provides opportunities for independent study, directed study, internships. All of those kinds of things become possible and really workable in a 1 month or a three. It's 3 weeks. We go 16 days now. It's just a little over 3 weeks. But in that 16-day period, students can learn a tremendous amount of kind of non-classroom experience.
When you talk about that, my 2 years at Hastings College, I took a sports reporting and writing, much of the reason why I'm here today, and then also learned how to pick up the guitar. So you're talking about really a broad array of subjects that the students that on a traditional coursework wouldn't be able to do.
Right. And we encourage people, and we still do that. We encourage faculty and we encourage students to get out of their rut during the J term, to do something different. Once in a while, required courses in the major are offered and required, but at all other times, we urge students and urge faculty members to do things that they wouldn't ordinarily do.
What's the faculty perception? What's the student perception of J-term? Is this something that everybody gets excited about this time of year?
Well, I think so. I think most of us do anyhow. We've done it so long, and we were number six in the country to go to a J-term or a 4-1-4 calendar. And for a while, I mean, the number steadily increased through the early 1970s until there were about 400 schools doing it. And then with the first energy crisis, I guess, of 73 and 74, colleges started to close up during January and that sort of thing. And so there was less and less emphasis placed on J-terms. And I'm not sure how many schools are on J-term now. Probably about 100, I would guess, but we've stuck with it the whole time. And if you're, I was telling Alicia this morning, if you're trying to remember how long we've been doing J-term, we have been doing J-term as long as the NFL has been doing a Super Bowl. Our first one was in the January of 1967.
I think the Chiefs and Packers on the Super Bowl, by the way.
That's right. The Packers won 35-10.
There we go. Dwayne Strausheim, our guest on the Hastings College Spotlight here. We are at halftime of the Hastings College basketball game. And Dwayne Strausheim with the Hastings College looks back at the what was J-term that started back in 1967 for Hastings College and still going strong today, a very unique and exciting opportunity for students. And all this month here on the Hastings College Spotlight, we're going to be going around campus and finding some of those unique classes, and I'll try to pick up a skill or two as well. So, Mr. Strausheim, thank you so much for joining us here on the Spotlight, and we'll talk with you again in the future.
Thank you. My pleasure.
You've been listening to Hastings College Spotlight, brought to you by Krieger Electric, your Kohler home generator dealer and installer, because a day without power is one too many. Stay tuned. The second half is straight ahead on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect the fish from his environment, the Armor Coating Spray-On Bed Liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the Bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Armor Coating Spray-On Bed Liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
1230 KHAS.
Back for the second half, Hastings College with a lead, 43-31. And immediately we have a personal foul chalked up here on Hastings College. It's going to go on Flynn. That's going to be his first. So Mount Marty will play things in. The Broncos have a 12-point lead, 43-31. The ball goes to the far sideline. It's tapped into the backcourt, picked up here by Saladin Smith. Smith is leading the charges so far for the Lancers. He's got 11 points in the ball game, 9 for Dylan Flynn for Hastings. As this second half gets underway, the Broncos with a 12-point lead. Here's Joe Heeb with the ball, double-teamed on the wing. Works it inside to Odekirk, goes for the basket and scores. Got Odekirk scoring there. It's now a 10-point ball game, 43-33. Hastings back with the ball for the first time here in the second half. Here's Carson Bloom. Comes over here to Brady Lohman, takes it inside the free throw circle. He flips it away to Wells at the top of the key. Now to Lohman again, down in the corner. As Bacon tries to drive it, leaves it out top. Now to Lohman for three. Shot is short, no good. Flynn tips the ball to the corner and picks it up. Flynn gets the ball to Wells. Now to Dane Bacon, to Lohman, down near sideline. Carson Bloom takes it to the free throw line. Jump pass far side. Here's Bacon for three. His shot no good. Ball tapped around and a foul is going to be called. A foul here is going to go on the Lancers. It's going to go on Odekirk. That's going to be his third. Hastings in the first half will play. They shot 16 out of 30 from the field for 53%. Mount Marty was 11 out of 24 for 45%. Broncos 2 out of 9 on three-pointers. The Lancers 1 out of 4. Hastings College with a ball here. No free throws as Wolman brings it to the near sideline. Here's another foul that's going to be called. They go on Jose Pena Benjamin. That's going to be a second. Broncos owning the glass in the first half. 21 rebounds for Hastings compared to 9 for Mount Marty. Hastings out rebounding the Lancers on the offensive end, 9-4. Broncos turned the ball over 11 times in the first half. Mount Marty had 9 turnovers. Here's the ball tipped into the Bronco bench. Odekirk comes out now as Chevy Fisher comes back in there for the Lancers. It's a 10-point ball game, 43-23. And now we're going to have another foul called. This is going to be an offensive foul called on Dane Bacon shoving away down there in the corner. He had the ball and he kind of shoved his man away from him. That's the second foul on Dane Bacon. So now it's going to be the Lancers coming back with the basketball. That's his Saladin Smith down the far sideline. Bounce pass on the high post. That's Fisher. Fisher holds the ball. Bounce pass goes down low to Jeff Larson. Larson gets it away and out of harms. And now we got another two to the whistle. That's four fouls here. We haven't played 2 minutes yet in the second half. Personal foul whistled there on Wells of Hastings. That's going to be his first. Halftime score, Northwestern is leading Doan in men's college play by a score of 51-31. Dort leads Concordia 37-36 in men's play. Sound from the free throw line is up and in by Austin Harms. He's now 3 of 3 from the line. He has got 5 points in the ball game, and just like that, Marty is back within 9 points here at 43-34. Next shot is up there from Harms. It's good. 43-35. Hastings with an 8-point lead. The Broncos have dominated this game, but only lead by 8. Here's Wells coming across the top here to Carson Bloom. Not a woman. A Bacon. His pass is going to be intercepted. Intercepted here back the other way. Benjamin, his pass down to four is going to be tipped away. It's picked up by Hastings. Carson Bloom has got it. The Lohman out of Bacon down in the corner. That's Wells with the ball. The Flynn at the free throw line. His shot no good. He's fouled from behind. He's fouled from behind by Joe Heeb. About Marty, that's going to be his first. So going to the free throw line for Hastings will be Dylan Flynn. Flynn has got 9 points in the ball game. He's 3 out of 3 from the free throw line. So Flynn, a 58% foul shooter, will toe the mark here. His shot is up there, and the shot is around the rim and falls off. No good. Hastings now third in the conference in free throw percentage. A month or so ago, Hastings led the conference. They're now third, 71% from the line. They missed that one as well. And the rebound comes down to Mount Marty. Here come the Lancers. They're down by only 8 points now at 43-35. They're shot by Benjamin, no good. Rebounded here by Wells, and he throws the ball out of bounds. Trying to get it to Bacon. He wasn't looking for it, and it goes out of bounds. Here comes Flynn out of the ball game. Flynn comes in. Rather, Marvin comes in. Flynn comes out. 17:45 to play here in this basketball game. Hastings with an 8-point lead, 43-35. They play it in. Down in the corner, there's a long-range jumper for three from Joe Heave. No good. Offensive rebound, Fisher. Fisher gets it here to Richardson down the lane. He puts it up there left-handed. His shot no good, and the rebound comes down to Wells. Outlet pass comes to the near sideline. Here's Bacon with the ball. Bacon gets it down to Lohman. Lohman holds it against the man-to-man, puts it on the floor, dribbles down to the left side of the lane, goes for the basket. Shot is up there. It's good, but it won't count. Foul on the way in. It's going to go on Saladin Smith. That's going to be his first. Team foul number four already in the Lancers. Hastings with two fouls here in the second half, and we haven't played 3 minutes yet. Here's Marvin with the ball at the free throw line. Marvin takes it in down toward the hole. His shot is up there, no good. Tip try, no good. Marvin grabs the rebound, and another foul is going to be called. This is going to go on Hastings. A rebounding foul on the Broncos is going to go on Marvin. Marvin picks up his third. Zach Lena has already got three for Hastings College. Jake Hamburger has got three. Richardson gets the ball here to Heave. He drives for the hole. His shot no good. Misses the driving layup, and it's out of bounds. Mount Marty with plenty of chances to come back in this ball game. They miss a driving layup there, and the ball goes out of bounds. So Hastings still playing things in. Here comes Flynn back into the ball game. Marvin checks out. 17-12 to play in the ball game. It's Hastings out on top of Mount Marty by the score of 43-35. Hastings has won the last three games that we played up here. And now an over and back violation on Hastings. Flynn had the ball right there at the 10-second line. He was kind of straddling the line, and they call an over and back violation on Hastings. Now Zach, or rather Lance Creech wants an explanation. That's the 14th turnover on Hastings. 43-35, the Lancers down by 8 points, and Mount Marty has got the ball here. Here's Saladin Smith to the ball. Comes to the near sideline to Joe Heave, out on top down to Fisher. To Richardson on the wing on the left side, picked up there by Bacon. Richardson gets away, a bounce pass down the lane, and it's too far out of bounds. Austin Harms can't grab it down there on the baseline. Turnover number 10 on Mount Marty in the ball game. We're still sitting at 43-35. 16:45 to play in the ball game. Wells moves it down in the corner. There's Bacon. Bacon takes off, drives into the hole. His shot is up there. It's good. Bacon gets the field goal to go down, and now Lance wants to call a timeout. That's 7 points in the ball game now for Dane Bacon. We've got a timeout with 16:37 to play in the basketball game. Hastings back to a 10-point lead. It's the Broncos 45. Mount Marty, 35.
Say it with flowers from Bob's Ass Flowers. Bob's Ass Flowers has beautiful, fresh flowers, single blooms, vibrant bouquets, green plants, and many more unique gifts for your home and business decor. Weddings and special occasions, too. Bob's Ass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
Whether you're thinking of buying or selling, contact the Real Estate Group of Hastings at 402-461-4888, or you can log on to our website at regrouphastings.com for current listings, virtual tours, open houses, and agent information. For professional service you've come to expect, follow the leader, Real Estate Group of Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Get some halftime scores in men's college basketball from the GPAC. Dort leading Concordia 37-36. Northwestern out on top of Doan by 20, 51-31. Hastings out on top here of Mount Marty, 16:37 to play in the ball game. Now it's 45-35. Right now, Doan and Northwestern tied for first place in the conference at 6-2. So those two teams fighting for the top spot today, with Northwestern a 20-point lead. Dort and Midland just a half a game back at 6-3. Hastings in the next group sitting at 4-4. They're tied with Briar Cliff, and then Mount Marty, second to the last at 2-6 in the conference race. Broncos have a 10-point lead here, 45-35. It's a Mount Marty with the basketball. Mount Marty with Joe Heave. Goes to Austin Harms right at the top of the three-point circle as he works it against Lohman, drives the ball to the hole, and an offensive foul is going to be called on Harms as he knocks down Dylan Flynn going to the basket. Austin Harms gets whistled for his third personal foul for Mount Marty. Into the ball game now for Hastings is going to be Hamburger. Dane Bacon will check out. Broncos trying to win their 14th ball game of the season here this afternoon. 45-35, they've got the lead as we approach the 16-minute mark. Here's a Carson Bloom with the ball. Bloom goes Up high as they get it to a woman at the free throw line. Circles around down the right side of the lane. Her shot is up there and in. Brady Woolman took it to the hole there. 10 points in the ball game now for Woolman. The Broncos back out to a 12-point lead. 47-35 here in the second half. Chris Richardson with the ball. Richardson picked up by Wells. To Harms back in inside to Richardson. His shot is good, and he's fouled in the play by Wells. Richardson gets the field goal. Nice pass by Harms. He'll get the assist here, and Richardson will go to the free throw line and try to make this a three-point play. Into the ball game now for Mount Marty is going to be Larson. Coming out is going to be Harms. Into the ball game for Hastings will be Zach Lena. Coming out will be Brent Wells. 47-37. Hastings with a 10-point lead. To the free throw line will be Richardson. His shot is up there. It's in and out, no good. And the rebound comes down to Zach Lena. And it hands it away now to Carson Bloom here in backcourt. Carson Bloom brings it to the near sideline. Picked up by Smith. Brings it into the offensive zone. Bounce pass now to Woolman. He drives the ball down to the left side of the lane. His shot is up there. It's good again. Brady Woolman scores. He had his back to the basket. He posted up inside and took it right down the left side of the lane and took it to the goal and scored 12 points in the ball game now for Brady Woolman. 49-37. There's a shot in the lane there by Smith. No good. Rebound comes down to Zach Lena. Allen pass goes to the far sideline to Carson Bloom. Not a Woolman. Woolman, bounce pass down low. Flynn grabs it to the basket. He goes. The shot is up there. It's no good, but he's called for the steps. Traveling violation on Flynn. 15 turnovers on Hastings in the ball game. Broncos only averaged 16 in the season. And now Lance Creech and Myers Flau, the two coaches for the Broncos, trying to spur the troops on here. 49-37 is the score. Hastings with a 12-point lead. Richardson gets the ball inside to Smith, and his shot is up and in. Saladin Smith now with 13 points in the ball game. Now Marty hanging around. It's a 10-point lead for Hastings, 49-39. 14:45 to play here in the ball game. Dylan Flynn gets it out to Hamburger. Now to the far sideline to Woolman. Moves it down in the corner to Zach Lena. Back out to Woolman out here in three-point territory behind the Lena screen. Bounce pass goes to Zach now at the free throw line. Zach holds it. There's a pass down to the baseline to Hamburger. His shot from 12 feet away is good. Hamburger gets the roll. He gets the field goal. He's now got 9 points in the ball game. 51-39. The Broncos continue to lead. 14:16 remaining. Here's Smith with the ball. High post. They get it there to Fisher. He squares around, looks at the basket, a pass to the far side. It's tipped out of bounds. Tipped out of bounds by Hamburger. And it will be Mount Marty playing things in off of the far sideline. Bronco basketball brought to you in part by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's, get it delivered. Chris Richardson will inbound the ball. Now to Saladin Smith, finds a seam. There's a pass in the lane. It's going to be deflected by Flynn. Scramble is on. Now we got a two to the whistle and a foul called. A foul here is going to go on Lena as he knocks down Saladin Smith. So Zach Lena picks up his fourth personal foul for the Broncos. And it will be Mount Marty playing it in off of the far sideline. 51-39, Hastings College with a 12-point lead. We're down to 14 minutes to play here in this one from Yankton this afternoon. Chris Richardson will inbound the ball to Saladin Smith. Hastings stays with a man-to-man defense. Smith holds the ball, bounce pass to Fisher on the high post. Fisher rockets a pass down low to Larson. He works in the lane, puts it up there, left-handed, a shot good. Jeff Larson scores the left-handed half-hook shot there. 6 points now for Larson. 10-point ball game. Hastings 51, Mount Marty 41. Lena takes the ball to the goal. He's going to be called for the steps. Nope, a foul on the way in there. Zach Lena took it down the lane there, and a foul is going to be called. It's going to go on Larson. That's going to be his second. So two fouls now on Larson. It's team foul number, six on the Lancers here in the second half. Non-shooting situation. Hastings plays it in. Flynn on the baseline. Flynn takes it into the paint, puts it up. There's a shot no good, but he was hacked on the arm. And Dylan Flynn will go to the free throw line. Foul is going to go on. It's going to go on Fisher. That's going to be his second. Team foul number 7 on the Lancers. Going to the free throw line for the Broncos will be Flynn. He has got 9 points in the ballgame. He is 3 out of 5 from the free throw line here this afternoon. As Dylan Flynn will toe the mark here. His shot is up there. It is good. He'll get one more. And Mount Marty beat the Hastings College women's basketball team today by a score of 80-67. The Broncos got 20 points from Cammie Bruckman today, had 11 points from Laurel Zwiener, but it wasn't enough. Broncos fall to 9-10 on the season, 4-5 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Next shot by Dylan Flynn is up there and in. It's now 53-41, so the Broncos maintain their 12-point lead here in the ballgame. Saladin Smith works here against Thayers. He brings it into the offensive zone. There's a feed over here to Richardson. Out between the circles now to Tyler Payer, who's into the ballgame. The Larson. Larson drives the ball toward the goal, but stops. Gets it away here to Payer. Nice feed down low. His shot is up there. No good by Fisher. Rebound Fisher. He's knocked down into play, and a foul is called. Dylan Flynn knocks down Jeff Larson. And Dylan Flynn picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his first. And going to the free throw line is going to be Jeff Larson. So Larson will go to the stripe here. That's going to be the sixth team foul. Called on Hastings here in this second half of play. Larson will have a shot here, and the first one is good. He was found in the act of shooting, they say. And he'll have two shots here as he nails the first one. 53-42 is the score. Broncos still with an 11-point lead. Hastings led at halftime here this afternoon, 43-31. Next shot is up there. That one is good. Mount Barney has not been able to get a run on Hastings College. The Broncos pretty well have maintained this 10-12-point lead throughout most of the ball game. Here's Flynn again going for the basket. His shot is up there. That one rattles in. Dylan Flynn gets the field goal. He's got 13 points in the ball game. And the Broncos lead 55-43. We're down to 12 minutes and 50 seconds to play in the ball game. Here's Richardson with the ball. Goes over to Saladin Smith on the deep wing, left side. Down in the corner now to Richardson again. Comes out to Payer. Far sideline to Richardson. Dribbles to the top of the arc. Sends it down to the baseline. Spinning down there is going to be Larson. His shot good. Jeff Larson spun as he moved the ball down the baseline. He's now got 10 points in the ball game. It's 55-45. Hastings with a 10-point lead. There with the ball. High post to get it to Flynn. Flynn out of Lena. Bounce pass goes to Bacon, back to Lena, now to Dylan Flynn, and he lays it in. Flynn now with 15, 57-45, Hastings with the lead. Here's Richardson with the ball now for Bob Marty, goes over to Smith, free throw line extended left side, picked up there by Bacon. Now to Payer to the near sideline to Richardson. Richardson holds the ball here, Hastings still in a, now the Broncos have gone to like a zone defense. Looks like a 2-3 zone. They play it inside to Larson. Moves it down in the corner. Driving the baseline there is going to be Smith. His shot is up there. No good. Zach with a rebound. Lena outlet pass goes to the far side. The Hamburger. Nice feed underneath the Bacon. He blows the driving layup. Rebound comes down to Fisher for Mount Marty. Outlet pass to the far sideline to Richardson. Chris Richardson with the ball down for the Lancers. Comes to Saladin Smith. Down to Fisher. Top of the key. Richardson on the wing for three. Shot good. Chris Richardson buries the three-pointer, and Mount Marty is within 9 points now at 57-48 with 11:15 to play in the second half. And now Lance wants to call a timeout. Hastings not playing their A number one game here today. The Broncos still have a 9-point lead. Lance wants to talk things over. 11:15 to play in the ball game this afternoon from Yankton. The score is the Broncos 57, Mount Marty 48. Hastings College with a lead, 11 minutes and 15 seconds to play here in this one. It's 57-48. Following the timeout, Hastings will play things in here on the near sideline. Zach Lena will get it into Hamburger now for Hastings. As Mount Marty is within 9 points all of a sudden. This is as close as they have been for a while. Here's Alex Thayer with the ball. Moves it back here to Dane Bacon, near side to Hamburger for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And now the ball goes up over the glass out of play, and Mount Marty will play things in. Here comes Woolman back in the ball game now for Hastings. Alex Thayer will check out. So Hastings had a 12-point lead at halftime, 43-31. And the Broncos now up by 9 points, and Mount Marty has got the ball. Lancers come to the near sideline. That's Chris Richardson with it. Hastings back to a man-to-man defense. Out on top, driving down the lane and falling down with the ball there is going to be Payer. He is tripped on a play, and a foul here will go on Hastings. That'll go on Lohman. That's going to be his first. So going to the free throw line for Mount Marty is going to be Tyler Payer. Payer's a 50% foul shooter on the season here. 6'4" and sophomore from Armour, South Dakota. And the shot is up there. It's going to be no good by Payer. But an offensive rebound here for Fisher from Mount Marty. 57-48 as we approach the 10-minute mark here in the ball game. Fisher has got the ball in three-point territory. Left side to Payer on the wing. Picked up there by Dane Bacon. Payer works the ball inside. There's a fadeaway jumper in the lane. It's going to be no good by Joe Heeb. Rebound comes down to Hastings. And a foul is called on Jeff Larson. Jeff Larson picks up the personal foul. And Larson is, I think, fouled out of the ball game. The foul chart is not working here. I think he just picked up his fifth personal foul. Going to the free throw line is going to be Dylan Flynn. He's got 15 points in the ball game here for Hastings. 5 out of 6 from the line. His shot is up there. It's good. He'll get one more. That gives Hastings a 10-point lead again at 58-48. Broncos will play at Concordia next Wednesday. 7:30 tip-off time in Seward. 7:15 pregame. You're on 1230 KHAS. Second shot is up there. It is in. Flynn checks out. Here comes Marvin back in there. Broncos back up to a 11-point lead at 59-48. Lancers come back with the ball. Here's Joe Heeb. Heeb now to Chris Richardson. Back to Joe Heeb. On the high post, they get the ball to Fisher. Down to Scott Oderkirk, who's back into the ball game. Oderkirk out here in three-point territory. On the wing to Payer. Payer gets away from Hamburger. Drives the ball toward the goal. His shot is up there. Rims off. No good. Battle for the rebound, and Bacon grabs it. Dane Bacon for Hastings. Long pass ahead. Hamburger thought about the three. Drives inside. Kicks it back out here to Dane Bacon. Bacon now jump pass to the near sideline. Lohman has got the ball. Brady Lohman puts it on the ground. Dribbles out here in three-point territory to Bacon. Far sideline. Hamburger inside to Zach Lena. Lena right side of the bucket here. Kicks it back out. Marvin. He takes it inside the free throw circle. Jump pass down in the corner to Hamburger. Out to Dane Bacon. Free throw line jumper is going to be blocked down. Foul called. Richardson got a piece of the ball there, but also got a personal foul. Chris Richardson picks up his second personal foul. So the Lancers hanging around here. This is a team that is 2-6 in the conference so far this year. They're 6-10 overall. And they're still within 11 points of Hastings. It's 59-48. Bacon to the free throw line here for the Broncos. He's got 7 points in the ballgame. His shot is up there and in. Mary Lanning Healthcare is proud to team with Hastings College in presenting Bronco Athletics for the 2012-2013 season. Smith comes in. Richardson goes out. Bacon back to the free throw line here for Hastings. He's got 8 points. Make it 9 as that one goes down through the hole. And the Broncos have a 13-point lead now. It's 61-48 after leading by 12 points at halftime, 43-31. Here's Saladin Smith with the ball now for Mount Marty. Behind the screen by Oderkirk. Brings it to the near sideline. Still can't do anything with the ball. Saladin Smith working out here against Hastings. Right in his face defensively is going to be Zach Lena. Saladin Smith still on a dribble. Moves it down in the corner to Payer. Brings it up on the wing. There's an entry pass to get it to Fisher. He mishandles the ball. Fisher tries to shovel the ball away. It's off of the fingertips of Payer out of bounds. A turnover on Mount Marty. That's their 11th of the ball game. 9:06 to play here in this one. Hastings College with a lead. 61-48. Broncos trying to rebound after their loss the other night to Dort. This will put them a game over 500 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference at 5-4. Here's Brady Lohman. He dribbles the ball inside. A little five-footer is good. Brady Lohman has now got 14 points in the ball game. Hastings has opened up a 15-point lead now at 63-48 over the Lancers as Hastings has come back to score the last 6 points after the Lancers had cut that lead down to 9. Here's Saladin Smith, comes to the near sideline. The Fisher is shot for 3, is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Zach Lena. Lena, outlet pass goes to the far side to Lohman. Brings it down in the corner, left side to Hamburger for 3. Shot good. Jake Hamburger hits a 3-ball. He's now got 12 points in the ball game, and now Hastings has opened up an 18-point lead, 66-48 with 8 minutes and 14 seconds to play, and Jim Thorson wants to call a timeout. So Hastings getting a 3-ball there from Hamburger. A timeout here from Mount Marty. 8 minutes and 12 seconds to play in the basketball game. We'll take a break with the score. Hastings 66, Mount Marty 48.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. And right now you can come to Burt's before it hurts. Flu shots are available free of charge to all Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska customers. See Tom Choquette at Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue, and Mike Uradell at Burt's Drugstore, downtown Hastings.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The E-Edition, Encore, HT Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College led at halftime, 43-31. They have now built a 18-point lead here in the second half at 66-48. Earlier today, Creighton picked up a win over Indiana State, 79-66. Doug McDermott scores 25 points for the Jays. Women's college basketball, 14th-ranked Purdue beat 25th-ranked Nebraska at the Bob Devaney Sports Center in overtime, 69-66. Earlier today here, Mount Marty over Hastings College, 80-67 in women's college play. Broncos with an 18-point lead. Mount Marty with the ball. There's Saladin Smith. Moves it down in the corner. They get it to Joe Heeb. His pass out on top is deflected out of bounds. Macon gets his hands on it there for Hastings. Ball is deflected out of bounds. Coming up after the ball game, we'll announce our players of the game. We've got our coaches' post-game show before we get out of here this afternoon. Hastings with a lead, 66-48. Here's Saladin Smith as he works against Zach Lena. Lena falls down, and Smith has the ball tipped out of his hands out of bounds. So Mount Marty will play things in right in front of the Lancer bench. Payer will inbound the ball here for Mount Marty down in the corner to Joe Heeb. Bombs it into the lane. The ball's going to be deflected there by Marvin, and it's picked up by Bacon. Bacon gets it away now to Zach Lena. Back to Dane Bacon, back outside near the 10-second line. It's going to be Woolman as he sets up the offense here for Hastings. Comes to the near side to Hamburger. Two-handed pass to Marvin at the free throw line. Dumps it down low, tipped away from Lena. Picked up by Marvin, now to Hamburger. Hamburger has got it for Hastings College. Still 17 seconds on the shot clock. Hamburger, high post, top of the key. Lena's got it, drives it down the left side of the lane, puts it up there. The shot no good, but he's hacked to the arm. And a foul is going to be called here on Mount Marty. So Lancers whistled for the personal foul. That's going to go on Austin Harms. That's going to be his fourth personal foul. We're down to 7:25 to play here in the ball game. Hastings leading 66-48. Zach Lena to the free throw line here for the Broncos. He has not scored so far today. His shot is up there, and the shot is no good. Lena is 72% foul shooter on the season. He misses this one. Zach Lena will have one more as he toes the mark here for Hastings College. Throws her up there, and the shot is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Hamburger. Keeps the ball alive here as Hamburger gets the rebound on the missed free throw. Now to Woolman, now to Jake again on the far sideline. Jake Hamburger has got the ball as he works against Saladin Smith on the high post. Here's a Brady Woolman. Bounce pass down low to Marvin. He goes for the basket. Collision down there, and a foul is called. A foul is going to be called. An offensive foul on Jake Marvin. Driving the ball in the hole. That's going to be the fourth foul on Jake. And now it's going to be the Lancers playing the ball in here in backcourt. Austin Harms will inbound the ball here for the Lancers as he gets it into Joe Heeb. Joe Heeb will bring her up here against Lohman. Now to Austin Harms, free throw line extended right side as he holds the ball down in the corner to Odekirk. Odekirk trying to drive the baseline, dribbles into the lane, bounce pass down in the left corner, driving the baseline, is shot by Harms, no good. Eye of the air for the rebound, Marvin, and he's hacked on the arm and a foul called. Odekirk picks up the personal foul for the Lancers, so he walked to the other end of the floor, and we're going to have some free throws coming up here as Jake Marvin will go to the line. Marvin has got 6 points in the ballgame. Lohman is leading the way so far, along with Dylan Flynn. Flynn's got 17 in the ballgame. Lohman's got 14. Marvin's got 6 points. He'll have a shot at one right here. Free throws up there is no good. The Broncos continue to struggle from the charity stripe. Jake Marvin will have another shot. Broncos have an 18-point lead, though, 66-48. Here's the next shot. It's up there. It's good. So Marvin now has 7 points, 67-48. Broncos have scored the last 10 points here in the ballgame. After Mount Marty had cut that lead down to 9 points. There's a bounce pass inside, a twisting and turning move. A shot is up there. It's going to be no good by Payer. And the rebound comes down to Hastings. Lohman comes back the other way to Bacon. His shot is up there. It's no good. Rebound Marvin. His shot no good. Leading to have the rebound. It goes out of bounds. It's going to be Hastings' ball. Hastings will play things in underneath their own basket. 6:28 to play. Men's college basketball here tonight on 1230 KHAS in Yankton. Broncos trying to pick up their 14th win of the season. There's an inbounds pass to get it to Marvin, and he lays it in. Nobody around defensively there from Al Marty. And the Broncos now lead by a score of 69-48. The Broncos on a 12-0 run now. Al Marty has gotten 5 minutes without scoring down the lane. There's a shot up there and in. And he has fouled in the play. Austin Harms took it right down the hole there. For Mount Marty, the basket is going to count. And the personal foul is going to be whistled on Jake Marvin, I believe, and he just fouled out of the ball game. That's going to go on Dane Bacon instead, so Bacon picks up his third. Here comes Wells back into the ball game. Dylan Flynn's going to check in. So the Lancers go 5 minutes without scoring here. Hastings on a 12-0 run during the stretch. Now a three-point play is completed here as Austin Harms hits the free throw. 69-51, the Broncos have the lead. Wells down the right sideline. Stops here, picked up by Smith, gets it to Flynn. Now to Wells, his shot is good, and he's fouled. Foul into play there by Saladin Smith as Brent Wells gets the field goal there for Hastings, and he's fouled into play. Smith has now got two fouls. Wells has got 6 points in the ball game, and now Brent will go to the free throw line here for Hastings College. Wells, a 64% foul shooter, 71-51. Hastings again leading by 20 points after leading 43-31 at halftime. Brent Wells will have a chance to tack on one more right here. The shot is up there, and it's not good. 72-51. Hastings College with a lead. There's Jeff Larson with the ball. Larson down to the low block left side. Throws it back out here in the three-point territory. Saladin Smith has got the ball. Smith now to Richardson. Brings it back here to Larson. Larson to Joe Hebe at the top of the key. Picked up there by Wells. Bounce pass right side. There's a shot from 12 feet away. Good. Austin Harms. Harms scoring there. He's got 11 points in the ball game. The Bronco lead is now 19. We're down to 5.5 minutes to go here in this one. Brent Wells on the far sideline. Down to Brady Lohman. Back to Wells on the far side. Dribbles, throws it down on the baseline. That's Dylan Flynn, the woman. Out of Bacon, down in the corner to Hamburger. Shot for three is no good. The ball tapped out. Goes to the far sideline. It goes out of bounds. It's going to be Hastings' ball. Giving chase there with Saladin Smith. He ends up in about the third row of the bleachers over there. It's going to be Hastings' ball. They will play things in. 5:15 to go. Hastings with a lead. 72-53. Broncos will play things in. Brent Wells. We'll get it in now to Carson Bloom is back into the ball game. The Woolman out of Bacon for three. His shot is up there. Bingo. Dane Bacon nails a three ball right in front of the Hastings bench. He's got 12 points in the ball game. Hastings leading by a score of 75-53. There comes Mount Marty back with the basketball. Down in the corner is Jeff Larson. To Smith. He drives the ball toward the goal. His shot is good, and he's fouling the play as he goes tumbling out of bounds. Saladin Smith gets the field goal there. And a personal foul is going to be whistled on Hastings. It's going to go on Brady Lohman. That's going to be his second. Second foul in Lohman. Again, each team is over the 10-foul limit here in the second half. So we'll see a ton of free throws down the stretch here. Smith will have a shot here, and it's up and in. He's now 4 out of 6 from the free throw line. He completes the three-point play. That's 16 for the ball game. Now Marty now attacking here in backcourt, and the foul is going to go here on Richardson as Lohman brought it up the near sideline. So Richardson picks up his third personal foul. Brady Lohman will go to the free throw line here for the Broncos. 4 minutes and 47 seconds to play. Hastings out on top of Mount Marty this afternoon, 75-56. Lancers beat Hastings in the women's ball game earlier today by a score of 80-67. Cammy Bruckman scoring 20 for the Broncos. They dropped to 9-10 in the season. Shot from the free throw line up and in by Lohman. He has now got 15 points in the ball game. Lohman, the second-best free-throw shooter in the conference this week at 85%. That makes the score 76-56. Next shot is up there. It is good. 77-56. Hastings to the lead. Here's Saladin Smith to the ball now for Mount Marty. It brings it into the offensive zone. There's a nice feed down low. We got a foul called here, a blocking foul, as they got the ball down to Jeff Larson. And a foul is going to be called on Dylan Flynn of Hastings. That's going to be his second. That's going to send Mount Marty to the free throw line as Jeff Larson will toe the mark here. Lance is going to be happy with a win here today, but I think the way Hastings won this is not going to be satisfying with the coach after they dropped one to Dort the other night. Jeff Larson will go to the free throw line. 2 out of 3 so far today. His shot is up there. It is good. 11 points now for Larson. 77-57. Hastings College in the lead. Larson is 6'3" and senior from Canova, South Dakota. Here's the next shot. It's no good. And the rebound comes down to Flynn. Flynn gets the ball to Brady Lohman. Lohman trots it across the midcourt stripe into the forecourt. Man-to-man defense here from Mount Marty as they get it to Carson Bloom. Bloom looking to penetrate there against Saladin Smith. Feeds it on the right side to Flynn. Back door, they get to Wells. It's shot from 10 feet away. Good. Brent Wells, it's a little short jumper from the left side. He's got 9 points in the ball game. It's now 79-57. Hastings College with the lead. Chris Richardson down to Austin Harms. He throws up a 17-footer over Wells. Good. Austin Harms scores. He's got 13 points now in the ball game. Broncos continue to lead by 20, 79-59. Here's Brady Lohman in backcourt as we're by the four-minute mark now in the ball game. Lohman comes to the near side on the dribble here. Lohman brings her back out here in the three-point territory. Gives it away to Bloom. Dribbles into the free throw circle. Kicks her back out. A three-pointer there by Dane Bacon. No good. Offensive rebound, Flynn. Follow shot, good. Dylan Flynn now with 19 points in the ball game, 81-59. Hastings College with the lead. Chris Richardson gets it away to Harms. Bombs away from three. Shot is no good. Scramble for the loose ball. A jump ball is called. And the arrow pointing in favor of Hastings, so the Broncos will get it. Bronco basketball today brought to you in part by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's, get it delivered. And by Mary Lanning Healthcare. Proud to team with Hastings College in presenting Bronco Athletics. 3:25 to play here in this second half. Hastings College dominating the ball game, 81-59 over Mount Marty this afternoon. Dane Bacon dribbles into the lane. Bounce pass down in the corner to Wells. Wells out to Carson Bloom, not a Lohman. Brings it back, free throw line extended right side. Carson Bloom with the ball. Top of the key, Wells has got it. Back to Bloom, down in the corner, Lohman. Fakes, throws up a 15-footer. Shot no good, tap try no good. Rebound Wells, throws it to the far sideline. That's Carson Bloom with the ball. Bloom sends it inside to Flynn, wide open, shot good. Dylan Flynn scores. Austin Harms gave up on the play, and Dylan Flynn gets an easy field goal. That's 21 points in the ball game now for Dylan Flynn. Hastings leading 83-59, and now the ball is going out of bounds on the far sideline. It's going to be tipped out by Hastings. And now a host of subs coming in there for both teams. Five in, five out here for Mount Marty. Hastings College is going to pick up a easy win here this afternoon. So now we're going to see some second and third teamers mopping up here for both teams. Tyler Payer is going to inbound the ball. That's going to be Scott Sellers, who's back into the contest now for the Lancers out of Mount Marty. They get it to Jose Pena Benjamin, who's back into the ball game. There's a Fisher with the ball. Fisher gets it to Alex Irvine, who's into the ball game. Here's a Benjamin for three. His shot is up there and in. Jose Pena Benjamin nails a three ball there for Mount Marty. 83-62. Hastings College with the lead with 2:16 to play here in the ball game as the Broncos have some new folks in there. Matthew Nelson is in there now, the junior out of Wilcox, Nebraska. There's a Brandon Krause on the far sideline, takes it down to the baseline, drives it to the goal and scores. Brandon Krause getting a field goal there for Hastings, 85-62. Broncos have the lead. Back the other way comes Mount Marty as we're by the two-minute mark now. Here's Benjamin with the ball, picked up by Nelson. They move it to the near sideline to Scott Sellers, dribbles behind his back. Scott Sellers gets it into the hands there of Payer. Out here to Benjamin as he drives it to the elbow on the right side. Throws it out here for a long three. It's going to be no good there by Alex Irvine, and the rebound comes down to Hastings. Brandon Krause all the way to the basket. His shot is up and in. Nobody picked him up, and Brandon Krause just drove it coast to coast and scored. That's about as easy of a layup and easy as a two-point conversion as you're ever going to get in college basketball. 87-62. Broncos blowing the Lancers right out of here this afternoon. Here's Fisher in the lane. Fisher has to get rid of it. He does. Out to Scott Sellers. Sellers dribbling the ball, lobs it over here. It's going to be over the head of Irvine, but he picks it up in the corner. Irvine puts a shoulder into a defender. That's Carson Bloom. Throws up a shot. It's no good. I think the officials just letting with this one. They want to get in their cards as well. Rebound comes down to Brandon Krause. Krause comes into the forecourt here for Hastings. Bounce pass comes to the near sideline. Bounce pass goes inside to Bloom. A shot no good. And the rebound comes down to Payer. Andrew Pryor is also into the ballgame now for Hastings College. So everybody that made the trip has been in the ballgame here today. Near sideline. They get it to Payer. His pass out on top is too far. They throw it away. Goes to the far sideline. Coming up, we've got our players of the game and the coaches' postgame show here this afternoon. 32.9 seconds to play in this one. Hastings out on top of Mount Marty. This has not been a pretty basketball game, gang. 87-62. The Broncos have the lead here this afternoon. Brandon Krause gets it out here to Aaron Reyes, who's into the ball game, now to Pryor. As he moves it across the top to Brandon Krause, as he drives the ball to the hole, it's going to be knocked out of his hands out of bounds. And it will be Hastings playing things in underneath their own basket. 16.3 seconds to play. Broncos will play her in. Aaron Reyes has got the ball. He dribbles out here in the three-point territory. Reyes picked up by Scott Sellers. Reyes just drilling with the ball. We're down to 7 seconds to play. They get it there in between the rings now to Pryor. Pryor just dribbles with the ball, and I don't think Hastings will attack any further, and that's going to be the final score. Hastings College wins it here this afternoon over Mount Marty. Final score of 87-62. So the Broncos will improve to 14 wins and 5 losses on the season. The Broncos now 5-4 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Mount Marty will drop to 6-11 after this one. They're now 2-7 in conference play. In the final score, Hastings wins it this afternoon over Mount Marty, 87-62. Back with a recap after this.
Call it the kickoff, the tip-off, the face-off, whatever your favorite sport, it all starts with the new TM Sporting Goods, now open in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the new home of Brooks, Mizuno, ASICS, Russell Athletic, Wilson, and Diamond Sports, along with Under Armour, featuring experienced pros like Steve Barinol, Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods is now open on the Bricks, 2217 Central in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the division of Pro Team Design. Like them on Facebook for insider information.
In the heart of Nebraska, there's a standard of care where a rich history connects with a promising future and compassion fuels teamwork and progress. At Mary Lanning Healthcare, we're more than a hospital. We're a network of resources working together in hope, health, and healing, focusing on growth and innovation. Proud to be your regional healthcare provider, Mary Lanning Healthcare. Expect excellence.
Well, looks like we're tailgating.
Our two favorite teams are playing.
That means we're going to Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill.
The only true sports bar.
Jinx, you owe me a beer.
And the only place where the flavor of the food is as epic as the portion.
Just like a great tailgate party.
Friend us on Facebook for daily specials.
And log on to BullseyeSportsBar.com
to download our world-famous Facebook app for even more fun and coupons.
Bullseye, you know what you say.
Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill.
Across from the water park on West 2nd in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
So the Hastings College men's basketball team picks up a win here this afternoon over Mount Marty. Final score of 87-62. Broncos got out to a 12-point lead at halftime, 43-31. Mount Marty cut the lead down to 9 points, 57-48, with about 11 minutes to play in the contest. And then they went 6 minutes and 12 seconds without scoring. Hastings went on a 12-0 run during the stretch, got to a 69-48 lead, and the Broncos coast to the win here this afternoon, 87-62 over Mount Marty. 21 points today for Dylan Flynn, 16 for Brady Lohman, 12 points for Dane Bacon, 12 points for Jake Hamburger. Other scores for the Broncos, Jake Marvin had 9, Brent Wells had 9 points today. Other scores, we see Carson Bloom came up with 4. Brandon Krause had 4 points in the ball game. The Broncos, 19 out of 23 from the free throw line. Mount Marty, they were 16 out of 21 from the line today. They got 16 points from Saladin Smith. The other scores in the ball game, Jeff Larson, he had double figures with 11. Chris Richardson with 9. 6 for Scott Oderkirk. 4 for Jose Pena Benjamin. And 3 for Chevy Fisher. So Hastings College wins it here in men's competition, 87-62 over the Lancers of Mount Marty. Final shooting numbers entered the ball game. Hastings ended up shooting 57% from the floor today. They were 32 out of 56. Mount Marty was 22 out of 50 for 44%. The Broncos 4 out of 16 on three-pointers for 25%. Mount Marty 3 out of 10 for 30%. The Broncos officially 19 out of 24 from the free throw line for 79%. Mount Marty 15 out of 22 for 68%. Hastings crushing the Lancers on the boards 42 to 18. Hastings on the offensive end 15 to 7. Broncos committed 16 turnovers today, 14 for Mount Marty. Broncos had one block shot and four steals. Mount Marty had two block shots and six steals. Leading rebounder for Hastings College in the ball game today was Brent Wells, as he comes up with seven rebounds. Again, the leading scorer for the Broncos was Dylan Flynn, as he scores 21. The Broncos win it here this afternoon over Mount Marty by a score of 87-62. Now stay tuned for the players of the game and the coaches' post-game show as Bronco basketball continues on 1230 KHAS.
Play-by-play has been brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters. Local business, supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned. The Bronco post-game show is up next on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
At Five Points Bank of Hastings, you have access to the most effective and efficient banking tools available.
You can access your account information at any time from anywhere through your computer, your smartphone, or our 24-hour 800 Starphone service.
Additionally, we invite you to try our online bill pay service, a great way to schedule and pay your bills online without the hassle of writing checks and buying stamps.
We are proud to offer these advanced banking services. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
This is the Hastings College Player of the Game, brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. Subscribe today by calling 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
And welcome back to Yankton this afternoon. The Hastings College men picking up a win in the nightcap, 87-62 over Mount Marty. Hastings College women dropping one of the Lancers earlier today by a score of 82-67. This is the player of the game on 1230 KHIS. Hastings getting Cammie Breckman and also Laurel Zwiener in double figures today. Breckman scoring 20 points in the ball game. Zwiener had 11 points in the contest. And also doing a good job with the boards today for the Bronco women was Holly Samuelson, as she comes up with 7 rebounds and 5 points in the ball game. For the Hastings College men here this afternoon, they had plenty of offense in this contest today. Dylan Flynn leading the way with 21 points. Brady Lohman had 16. Dane Bacon had 12 points in the ball game. Jake Hamburger also with 12 points. All candidates for our player of the game. We'll come back and name our winners right after this.
Follow the local and area athletes and teams, plus the Nebraska Cornhuskers in the Hastings Tribune and at hastingstribune.com. Get the latest scores on the Tribune's website scoreboard. Click on HD Media for video, web streaming, slideshows, and photos. Expanded hours for classifieds and circulation services, Monday through Friday until 7 p.m. and Saturday from 8 until noon. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
The game for the Hastings College women here this afternoon will be Cammie Breckman. She comes through with 20 points in the ball game, 6 out of 12 from the field, 2 out of 6 from three-point territory, 6 out of 12 from the free throw line, pulls down 5 rebounds and scores the 20 points. Also had 1 assist and 2 steals as she played 25 minutes today for head coach Kerry Hofstetter. And for the Hastings College men, Dylan Flynn, another great performance inside for Hastings. 7 out of 10 from the field, 7 out of 9 from the free throw line. He pulls down 6 rebounds, scores the 21 points, and also had 1 block shot as he plays 23 minutes today for Hastings head coach Lance Creech. So Dylan Flynn and Cammie Breckman are players of the game today in this Hastings College split with Mount Marty. The Hastings College women losing to the Lancers 80-67, the men picking up an 87-62 victory in the nightcap. Stick around. The coach's postgame show is up next. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
The Hastings College Player of the Game is brought to you by the Hastings Tribune.
Follow the Broncos all season long with a subscription to the Hastings Tribune. Get more details at hastingstribune.com. Stay tuned. Hastings College basketball coverage continues with the Coach's Postgame Show. Coming up on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Val and Joel say, let's make a deal on the best top quality vehicles at Kirshner's Auto Corner. Looking at competitors' vehicles online, did you know Kirshner's can find the similar vehicle and match or even beat their price? Before you drive hundreds of miles, ask Kirshner's if they can get it. Kirshner's Auto Corner, open Monday through Saturday morning at 7:30 on Colorado and South Street in Hastings, or online at kirshnersautocorner.com.
Our post-game coverage continues with the Coach's Post-Game Show. Now it's back to the court with the voice of the Broncos, KHAS Sports Director Mike Will.
Hastings College wins it here this afternoon over Mount Marty by a score of 87-62. We're going to get Dane Bacon to talk with us on the post-game show here today. Dane, congratulations on the win. A good performance for you guys.
Yeah, it was a really good one. Dill had a really big game inside, and we really like to have him have a big game, especially from the free throw line. He's improving there. And when Dylan does that, he's probably our most efficient player. He probably played 23 minutes and had 21 points tonight. It's kind of the thing he does. And Brady Lohman's always a stud for us and takes care of business game in and game out. And early on, we just really wanted to push the tempo with these guys. And we didn't feel like they could run with us and kind of had some success.
87-62, you would think that you dominated the basketball game, but I think you guys have to admit this was not one of your better games of the year.
Yeah, we struggled a little bit at times. Again, I think just talent level, we were a lot better than Mount Marty. And just really, Coach talked about in practice yesterday, is just to really force the tempo and get the game going because he didn't feel like they could run with us for 40 minutes. And in the end, it ended up paying off.
It was pretty obvious in the second half that you guys were not going to be challenged by Mount Marty. Are these games kind of tough to play?
Yeah, they're really tough to play. I know especially for myself, I get a little too comfortable, and I think the game's in hand. But the coaching staff did a good job of forcing us to keep playing hard and keep competing. That way we could coast to a win here.
So Hastings wins it again, 87-62, and you guys are getting offensive production up and down the lineup. Tell you what, you and Brady Lohman, when you guys are on the track the way you guys have been doing the last couple of weeks, that's a good 1-2 punch out there.
Yeah, we're doing all right. I know Brady's been doing well all season. I just try to help him out. And Dylan and Jake Hamburger have been playing extremely well this last month, and hopefully they can continue that because they're pretty tough when that's going on.
You've got a couple of games here. I'm not going to say that are easy games, but games that you'll be very competitive in. We talked about that before you came on here. Concordia is coming up next, Dakota Wesleyan next weekend. They need to get into a stretch toward the tail end of the season or tail end of the month here. That may be the turning point for you guys.
Yeah, I know Coach has been talking about these three games and how we have to handle these three games because then – we have five pretty much straight ranked opponents, and three of them are on the road with Doan, Briarcliff, and at Dort. So we really need to focus in on these three games, win it, and hopefully get some of those wins once we get into the end of January.
I know the coach always says that you take one game at a time, but you guys, the way you're playing right now, you got to be looking toward that five-game stretch that could be your telltale sign that maybe we can get into the postseason this year.
Yeah, Coach has told us to make sure we're taking care of business these three games, but yeah, there's talk around on the team, and we're kind of looking forward to what challenges we'll have here soon.
That's all coaches talk. That's why he brings you
yeah,
up here.
Yeah,
anyway.
I'm up here, right?
So Hastings College wins it again, 87-62 over the Lancers today. Mount Marty was within 12 points at halftime at 43-31. They cut the lead down at one point to 57-48 in the second half with about 11 minutes to play, and then you guys hold them scoreless for 6 minutes and 12 seconds, going a 12-0 run. That was really the basis of the breakaway. Talk about your defense in the second half.
Well, their point guard was hurting us a lot early, and we just kind of forced our game. We forced the tempo. We picked up the pressure, and we really tried to take the point guard out of it. And I felt like once we got it out of that point guard's hands, we could really do whatever we wanted against them.
Again, Hastings picking up a win. We've got to Concordia come up here next on Wednesday night in Seward. You guys, I haven't had a chance to talk to you. You had a big injury before the season got underway, and boy, everybody thought, wow, Broncos are going to struggle this year. But talk about how you guys kind of rallied after that injury early in the season to pick up the pace here.
Yeah, well, losing Tobin was devastating. I know a lot of us were really struggling and how we were going to cope with it. But we've got a lot of talent on this team, and we knew we could play well without Tobin. we do wish we had him, and we still talk about, well, if we had Tobin, what could we be? But we have to focus on the team we have now and focus on winning games, and we really want to get to that national tournament at the end of the year.
Is that the main goal, to get into the postseason?
Yes, that's our main goal, is to get a 21 season and to make it to the national tournament again.
You guys, you playing for the coach or anything? I haven't had a chance to talk to any of the players. Of course, Lance is stepping down at the end of the season. Did you guys rally at the beginning of the season and say, we've got to make this season a special one?
Yeah, we definitely did, because Coach Creech is such a good guy, and he's done so much for all of us. I know all the players love him. So we really wanted to go out with a bang here.
So far, so good, my man. All right, we'll see you next week.
All right, thank you.
All right, Dane Bacon on the coach's postgame show here this afternoon as Hastings College wins it here this afternoon over Mount Barney by a score of 87-62. Welcome back. Come back and get a final word here from Yankton right after this.
Call it the kickoff, the tip-off, the face-off. Whatever your favorite sport, it all starts with the new TM Sporting Goods, now open in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, new home of Brooks, Mizuno, Asics, Russell Athletic, Wilson, and Diamond Sports, along with Under Armour, featuring experienced pros like Steve Barinol, Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods is now open on the Bricks, 2217 Central in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the division of Pro Team Design. Like them on Facebook for insider information.
All right, back here in Yankton, we'll give you the scoreboard one more time here today on the women's side of things, as all the games are now final. Midland has just beat Dakota State by a score of 80-68. As that ball game has just gone final, that was a late start today. But Midland knocking off Dakota State 80-68 today. Other games on the women's side of things, Morningside over Briarcliff 77-71. Mount Marty beat Hastings 80-67 today. Northwestern 73, Doan 60. In two overtimes, it was Dort upsetting number one-ranked Concordia today, 96-86, and Dakota Wesleyan stopped Nebraska Wesleyan by the score of 69-53. Men's scoreboard is still sketchy here. He sees one of the early games to get finished up. Dakota Wesleyan has won today as they beat Nebraska Wesleyan in Mitchell by a score of 103-97. Hastings College picking up a win here over Mount Marty by a score of 87-62. And one of the game has just gone final. That was Dort knocking off Concordia today by a score of 79-66. That will wrap things up. Our next Bronco broadcast will be on Tuesday. Hastings will play Concordia in our next outing, but it'll be a split session. The women will play in Seward on Tuesday night. The guys will go there on Wednesday. We'll be there both nights here on 1230 KHAS, 7:15 for the pregame show each night with a tip-off at 7:30 from Seward, Nebraska, as we play the Concordia Bulldogs in our next ball game. And then next weekend, Hastings will play on a Sunday. Next Sunday, it'll be Dakota Wesleyan and Hastings College, so kind of a change in the schedules that we normally see Wednesday-Saturday schedule throughout the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Hastings College with a loss in the women's ball game earlier today, 80-67. The men come back and pick up an 87-62 win in the nightcap. That'll do it from Yankton, South Dakota this afternoon. For my producer and engineer, John Debrin, I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good evening.
You've been listening to the Coach's Postgame Show. Catch the excitement of Hastings College basketball home and away all season long on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio. Hastings College basketball is an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio.